Yeah, Neville here. It's Friday evening, May the 8th, and I've just been experimenting a bit, playing around with a new app called TweetMic that is literally an audio recording app that you install on your iPhone and record and whap, it tweets it. Of course, it doesn't publish it on Twitter, you can't. It publishes it on a website with a link, a short URL. To a tweet, whatever you type in the description, that's what your tweet is. And I thought it was very cool. I saw this on a tweet by Steve Rubell, who saw it. So I went and tried it out, downloaded it from the App Store. This one you pay for, 59p. So it's that kind of small price that if you do plenty, they add up over time, but makes the decision relatively easy. It's very easy to use. I should probably write a blog post about this, I think, but disappointed with the audio playback, extremely choppy. I've done two, and it uses a flash player that it actually looks like from the right-click menu, it's a QuickTime plugin, and I'm playing it in Firefox. Maybe I'll try it in Internet Explorer and in Google Chrome, but not what I would expect, and I think if this is going to get take up and this is an issue, this is definitely going to kill it. So I'll just give you an idea. If I start playing the last one I did, let's see if we can pick up on this.
Yeah, Neville here. So I'm doing another recording with TweetMic, and this is very easy, a bit like Audioboo actually. So I listened to the first recording I did earlier on the website. Very choppy audio, must admit. The recording is fine. I think it's the player. Using a flash player, going to try this one, but I certainly wouldn't think that's at all good if that is
right.
Let's see what this one's
yeah
like.
Okay, so anyway, you get the idea. So it's very choppy, and the first one I did was exactly like that as well, and it's not my system, I don't believe, because I can play other audio streaming online such as Audioboo, and it doesn't do that at all. Is it the network? Yeah, possible. Who knows? But I don't want to have to figure that out. I just want to go here and play it. So not good, that aspect. Using it on the iPhone, brilliant, dead simple. Although one thing I did notice that you need to ensure you've signed into Twitter before you press the tweet button, otherwise it crashes. And in fact, the site on the App Store says they got a bug fix version waiting approval. So this works on the iPhone and iPod Touch, it says, and I think it's another one of these apps. So they seem to be quite a few of these audio recording apps emerging for iPhone, as well as other devices that you can use as a phone-in a recording. But these ones on the iPhone, like Audioboo, like this one, are terrific, frankly, and I can see all sorts of uses for these. But in the meantime, that's just a quick initial commentary about TweetMic.